V96 with Moog and Carla Mornings and Ahmad the Amazing. Call us at 877-591-9696. We want to hear, when did you run into somebody that you hooked up with? And maybe it was when you were with somebody new. Maybe it was when you were with your mother. And you're like, oh, God, this is awkward.
And I don't want to see him.
Yeah. 877-591-9696. We want to hear your story because Ahmad the Amazing has one. Yay.
Okay.
How are you already running into people that you've hooked up with? You've barely been here.
Are we slut shaming?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But where were you?
It is fascinating because a lot of things are at play here. Ahmad has been in a relationship for 6 years?
Yes.
And has lived here for 9 months or something like that?
That's a long time.
But the interesting thing here is that Ahmad and his boyfriend are in an open relationship, but they don't necessarily discuss all their...
We're not like, hey, guess what I just did.
As you shouldn't, I think.
Some people are into that. I'm not. But we were at Ravenswood Fest last weekend, and we're walking through the gate. I immediately clock one of the old flings, we'll say. And I try to walk past.
You tried to act like you didn't know him?
Well, yes.
And that's awkward anyway.
Yeah, we were having a little date day. I was going to watch a listener's band, and we're watching the band. And then he makes, like, a move to come in front of us and, like, dance in front of us and stuff. I'm like, let's go get lemonade. Oh. And so we go get lemonade. And as we're walking away, I hear, Ty. That's the fake name I give guys.
Well, don't say it now.
Hold on. This is breaking news.
Yeah, Ty.
I'm Ty? Like,
yeah, hey, I'm Ty. I'm from Texas.
Texas Ty.
Yeah.
This is... fascinating.
And so I'm like, and obviously my boyfriend doesn't, he's like, who's Ty? Anyways, let's get this lemonade.
Yeah. You're like, no, let's go.
And so we ignore the guy, watch a performance, I go home, I get that text. Wow, you couldn't say hey to me? I get you were with your boyfriend, but dang.
Oh, wow.
And I was just like, oh, God. I was like, what did we have to talk about? I ghosted you like 2 months ago.
Oh, wow. You know what? At that point, I would have texted, who's this?
Honestly?
You should have. That would have been a great response.
That would have been great.
Wow.
Or you could, not me giving you the worst advice, gaslight and be like, what are you talking about?
I didn't even see you.
I was home the whole time.
He saw Ty.
Yeah, he saw Ty from Texas.
Ty from Texas, Ty.
Is there a reason that you give that alias?
Yes, but I don't want to say on the air.
Oh, okay. Oh,
okay. That's fine. Well, all right.
At least you saw him and you ignored him.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was awkward.
It'd be like that.
Mm-hmm. Holly's here in Chicago and has a story. When did you run into somebody that you once hooked up with? 877-591-9696. What's your story, Holly?
I was on a date with a guy that I've been seeing for a while, and the waiter at the restaurant ended up being the last guy that I hooked up with before dating this person.
Wait a minute. Not just somebody that you hooked up with, the last guy that you hooked up with before dating this man.
Correct.
Oh, did he make it awkward and or obvious that he had seen you naked before?
No, he didn't. And I was like, I don't know why, but you're being a girl's girl right now. And I'm so glad.
Oh, my God. So did you say to this guy that you're dating, like, hey, I know the waiter? Or did you just, you and the waiter, just Oscar-worthy performance the whole thing and act like you didn't know each other?
We absolutely acted like we did not know each other. And that it was hard for me, but, like, it worked. So wow.
I was about to ask, Holly, be real. Were you getting some flashbacks?
How could I not?
All right. Who's better, the waiter? Did he serve it up? Or the guy that you're dating?
Oh, definitely the guy I'm dating.
Okay,
good.
That's the correct answer.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the answer you're supposed to give, girl. But between you and me, I know.
No, that's the real. That's the real answer.
Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amadi Amazing is just like running into guys that he's hooked up with before while he's with his boyfriend.
Awkward.
It's just like running into guys. You make it sound like it's so many.
You both are.
Just running into guys left and right.
Left and right.
Well, then he sees him in public and then they send a text. What did it say?
He's like, wow, well, you can say hi. I get you were with your boyfriend.
That's so annoying.
It's so annoying.
That is giving... Where my hug at?
Yeah.
Or it's giving, I'm about to hop in the shower without me.
Yeah.
I hate it.
That's so funny. When did you run into somebody that you hooked up with and it was super awkward? 877-591-9696. Eddie in Ravenswood, part of the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia, has a story.
So this was way back before I was even engaged, you know, back in my, the days of still having hair on my head.
Oh, wow. Okay, so before you had a girlfriend even.
Yeah, these were during my Tinder days.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah.
You know, doing the swipes, hooked up with someone. It was nice. Maybe about 3 months had passed after this. You know, obviously we ghosted each other.
Sure,
obviously.
Ran into each other. Yeah, obviously. We saw each other at the gym.
Oh.
And we both kind of locked eyes and said, why do I know you from some place? Then I realized who she was. And kind of just chatted up with her again. And one thing led to another. We hooked up again right after that. So it was, you know, a sweaty gym sex. Here we go.
Did she ever know that you couldn't really place how you knew her? I would be so offended if
somebody didn't remember that.
I gave my all to a performance. And then you're like, oh, did I watch that movie? Yes, you did. And you loved it. All the way to the end.
You know, she did do that to me, but I kind of threw on the Eddie charm and kind of weaved my way back into her. Whoops.
Yeah. Eddie charm.
Weaseled. That's terrible. Wait, so what happened after that? Did you guys ghost each other again or?
Yeah, I have not seen this person since. Honestly, couldn't even tell you her name.
Wouldn't recognize her if you saw her at the gym.
It's always the gym.
At least you did run into her and there was that open communication to come back.
It was real open.
Well, yes.
You know what? I didn't spend my single days in Chicago, so the chances of me ever running into anybody that I had sex with, besides my wife, is very slim.
You know,
they would have to be on vacation or something.
When I first moved to Chicago, I had a boyfriend. So for years, I was like, I've never even hooked up with anyone here.
Oh, I remember this.
And then now, I go to Run Club and I'm like, why are you here? Go to a different one.
Oh, that's funny.
What are you doing later?